in the back side of the teacher's manual, there is, in the back of ACIM, there is a portion called teacher's manual. You know that?
Yes.
This teacher's manual. So in that, there is a question. What is the peace of God? क्या मतलब होता है? What is the peace of God?
How do you perceive that you're peaceful or you are peaceful with God? How do you feel a peace with God?
Peace with God.
Yeah. Otherwise, okay. There is always a fight with God. Fight with God.
So that would, then the question would be, are you at peace with God?
Yes.
So this is not, are you at peace with God? This is, what is the peace of God? Which means, what is God's peace like? What is God's love like? What is God's friendship like?
Yes. Yes.
So what is God's peace like? We don't know. Do we?
We just know God's, what we feel about God is simply anger.
So let's see what this manual says. So it has been said that there is a kind of peace that is not of this world. It has been said that there is a kind of peace that is not of this world. How is it recognized? How is it found? Okay. And being found, how can it be retained? Correct. Good questions, no?
Good questions.
Okay, first of all, how is it recognized?
Correct.
What is the peace of God? How do you recognize the peace of God? How is it recognized? How is it found? And being found, how can it be retained? So let us consider each of these questions separately. For each reflects a different step along the way. So first, how can the peace of God be recognized? So the first clue which is given here, God's peace is recognized at first by just one thing. In every way, it is totally unlike all previous experiences. In every way, it is totally unlike all previous experiences. एक समझ गए कि दूसरा मांग रहे हो? Did you understand the first?
Yeah.
Did you? Then explain to me.
आप कैसे पहचानोगे?
हाँ.
कि पीस कहाँ है, मतलब शांति कहाँ है?
अच्छा.
और कैसे उसको डिटेल मतलब ये करोगे?
वो तो सब पहले था. पहली क्लू क्या है? So let me read again. God's peace is recognized at first by just one thing. In every way, it is totally unlike all previous experiences.
Won't be anything which you have experienced already.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the meditation also you experience something, but it's lingering. You know the taste.
But
this will be like no other taste.
It brings with it no past associations. When we are experiencing the peace of God, there is no past in it. There is no future in it. There's no sense of time. Right? The peace of God is outside time. Varna mind jo hai wo samay mein hi phasa rahe. Are you thinking something? आप एंजॉय करो. इट ब्रिंग्स विद इट नो पास्ट एसोसिएशन. इट इज अ न्यू थिंग एंटायरली. इट्स ऑलवेज न्यू. इट्स ऑलवेज फ्रेश. द पीस ऑफ गॉड इज ऑलवेज न्यू एंड फ्रेश. इट्स लाइक इट नेवर गेट्स बोरिंग एंड इट नेवर गेट्स ओल्ड. the past just slips away. The past just slips away, and in its place is everlasting quiet. The past is just gone and is replaced by an everlasting quiet. Just, there is only the Shanti. Quiet has reached to cover everything. Shanti covers everything. So the next question comes, how is this quiet found? Kaise dhoonde usko?
Correct.
Sure, you want to hear this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So Jesus is saying, no one can fail to find it. You'll never fail. No one can fail to find it who seeks out its conditions. Mane who meets the conditions. There are conditions. Right? So nobody can fail to find God's peace if he meets the conditions for it. What is the biggest condition? Number one and the biggest one. God's peace can never come where anger is.
Yes, good guess.
God's peace can never come where anger is. For anger always denies that peace exists. Anger is like, hota hai na, wo villain hota hai na, jo bolta hai, chal bhaag idhar.
Correct.
Peace ko bolta hai, bhaag.
Correct.
It's a denial of peace. So God's peace can never come where anger is. Anger is a denial of peace. Who sees anger as justified in any way or any circumstance? Yes? If we feel that anger is justified in any way or in any circumstance, we are going to throw away peace. What are we doing? We are choosing anger.
We are justifying it.
We are saying my anger is justified because my husband did that to me. In the past I had to suffer this, I had to suffer that. So my anger is justified.
Yes.
And if my anger is justified, I'm going to hold it. Right?
Yes.
But when I hold anger, what happens to the peace?
You're not even wanting it.
You're not wanting it. So you can't see it, no?
You can't see it.
Yeah. So the law is so simple. God's peace can never come where anger is. And anger seems to be hard to leave because it is always justified in some way or the other. But I am justified in being angry because my maid is like this. I am justified in being like this because my mother is like this. My husband is like this. The weather is like this. Right?
The situation is like this.
The body is like this. The coronavirus is like this. My anger is justified. But every time you justify anger, what you are doing is throwing away the peace of God. You are actually denying the peace of God. You are dismissing it. It's a clever way of throwing away that thing, the peace. Though you don't directly say that. Okay, I'm holding anger to throw away the peace of God. You don't say that, but actually you're doing that. You're using anger to displace the peace of God. Who sees anger as justified in any way or any circumstance? Any way or any circumstance. Declares that peace is meaningless. And also must believe that it cannot exist. Do we even believe that peace can exist?
Exactly, these two cases, like believing, even is it, does it exist, or even you have that ego thing, I don't need it, I don't want it right now.
So do you believe that peace exists?
That's why I'm choosing
it. Are you sure? Haven't you experienced it ever? Then. So that means you don't want to believe. know it is there, right? You know that that special, beautiful peace does exist, but some part of you, the bigger part of you, wants to get rid of it. So you're succeeding. Congratulations. You get rid of it every day. Yes. We are, the right way to say is we are actively getting rid of it every day. Using our relationships, using money, using health, using all kinds of stuff. The news. We use everything to get rid of peace.
Yes.
In this condition, peace cannot be found. In this condition, peace cannot be found. Where? What condition? Where anger is justified in any way, in any situation. If you think it's correct, peace cannot be found. Therefore, forgiveness is the necessary condition for finding the peace of God. Forgiveness is the necessary condition for finding the peace of God. Where there is forgiveness, there must be peace. Right?
It's like what I did when listening to you, or like listen to the forgiveness audio once again. In the forgiveness, you melt. You are not a solid one. In anger, you can't imagine to wanting to be peace. But once you reach for forgiveness, you start to melt. What I could observe myself is melting, wanting for peace, recognizing the peace within you.
Yes.
And there was 15 minutes of peace. I could feel the quietness in my system.
Yeah. So today when you came here with lunch, you had some peace with you? Therefore, forgiveness is the necessary condition for finding the peace of God. Yeah? When peace is found, all war is meaningless. And conflict is now perceived as non-existent and unreal. Conflict is now perceived as non-existent. पहले हमको लगता था peace is non-existent and unreal. अब लगता है कि ये क्या फालतू की fighting है? It's nowhere. It's just gone. Right? It's like that. So when we find the peace of God, all kinds of conflict, shikwa, gila, fighting, blah blah, complaint is just whoosh, like that. Conflict is perceived as non-existent and unreal. What do we mean by non-existent and unreal? Just the creation of your own thoughts, which mean nothing. So when the peace of God comes, in that moment there is no conflict, there is no fight, there is no war, there is nothing missing in your life. Right? The peace of God completes you at every level. So the next question is, how is the peace of God retained once it is found? Yes, we have all found it. We have all found at least a few moments of it.
Yes.
Nobody can say, ki mujhe nahi mila hai. So how is the peace of God retained once it is found? So again, the point is the same. Returning anger. Agar anger wapas aaya.
Yes.
Returning anger in whatever form it comes will drop the heavy curtain once again. If anger comes back, then the heavy curtain will fall and again you will not find peace anywhere. Then what is the curtain? Returning anger. Anger is back. So returning anger in whatever form will drop the heavy curtain once again, and the belief that peace cannot exist will certainly return. फिर तुमको लगेगा नहीं पीस ये हो ही नहीं सकता, ये संभव ही नहीं है, इस रिश्ते में संभव नहीं है, इस धरती पर संभव नहीं है. Yeah, you will say peace cannot exist. You will deny its existence.
Yeah.
And anger will become your friend.
Yeah, that's like anger can come any time. To get peace, you have to work hard to remember it. You said.
Say it opposite. You have to work hard not for peace, you have to work hard to be angry. That's the truth.
Wow.
It's anger that takes the hard work.
Yes, that is what's true.
If you want to be angry for many days, it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
How many thoughts and memories you have to keep remembering?
Yeah.
So peace is easy, anger is very hard. We think anger is easy and
easy,
peace is
hard.
Makes no sense.
Yes.
So if anger returns, what Christ is saying, you must once again lay down your sword. Although you will not realize that you have picked it up again. Kabhi-kabhi pata bhi nahi chalta hai ki wapas ye anger ki sword maine utha liya. Christ is saying when your peace is lost, that means anger is back.
Yes.
So now you must once again lay down your sword, although you will not realize that you picked it up again. Stop for a moment now and think of this. Stop for a moment now and think of this. Is conflict what you want? Or is God's peace the better choice? Stop for a moment, think of this. Is conflict what you want, or is God's peace the better choice? What gives you more? A tranquil mind is not a little gift. A tranquil mind? Peaceful mind? A tranquil mind is not a small gift. हमको लगता है कि बहुत छोटी सी चीज है. Jesus is saying, नहीं, बहुत बड़ी चीज है. A tranquil mind is not a little gift. Would you not rather live than choose to die? Then there's another para here. You see in death, escape from what you made. You believe that death is the way to escape from the mess.
Yes.
There are all people, as they get older, this becomes stronger and stronger, that death is the only way out of this mess. So Christ says it so nicely. You see in death, escape from what you made. कि तुमने ही खिचड़ी पकाई सारी और फिर तुम ही बोलते हो कि बस इससे मौत ही छुटकारा है. मैस भी तुमने बनाया और मैस का सॉल्यूशन भी तुमने दिया. यू सी इन डेथ एस्केप फ्रॉम व्हाट यू मेड बट दिस यू डू नॉट सी दैट यू मेड डेथ ऑल्सो विच मीन्स डेथ इज ऑल्सो आर क्रिएशन. डेथ इज ऑल्सो इमेजिनेशन. देर इज नो सच थिंग एज डेथ. देर कैन नॉट बी डेथ. You see in death escape from what you made, but this you do not see that you made death, and it is but an illusion of an end. It's an illusion of an ending that ye tha, ab ye nahi hai. But jo sachmuch mein hai, wo mar nahi sakta. Can't die. It can only act as if something like death is happening and then there's coming back and stuff, all that stuff. But it's all gameplay. Right? So we have an imaginary mess which we made. And then we have an imaginary solution called death. And after the imaginary death, we take a so-called rebirth and we start the imaginary mess again. And then we die again. And then we start a new mess.
And in that, I guess we fool ourselves when the death comes.
Mm-hmm.
You promise yourself that now next birth I will not make the same mess.
Yes.
Or you know I've learned something.
Yes.
But I guess you have not even recognized what mess had been made.
Yes.
You know that's why and you blame it on God that circumstances were like that, I couldn't do anything.
Yes, you be a victim.
Yeah.
Before dying, you become a victim.
Yes. Because of
people. Poor me, yes. Yes, next time I'll
do better. Yes.
Death cannot be escape. Because it is not life in which the problem lies. Death cannot be an escape because it is not life in which the problem lies. Life has no opposite. For it is God. Now just think of this line, that life is God itself. This sense of aliveness we have, we can call it consciousness, right? This life that we have, this is God itself. This is divine light. How can you see without God's light? So this light has no opposite. This light cannot be killed. So life has no opposite, for it is God. Life and death seem to be opposites because you have decided that death ends life.
Yes.
It's your decision.
Yes. Yes.
But actually Jesus is saying life has no opposite because it is God itself. Life will forever be life. Forgive the world. Jesus says forgive the world. And you will understand that everything God created cannot have an end. Forgive the world. And you will understand that everything that God created cannot have an end. And everything He did not create is not even real. In this one sentence is the whole course explained. You know the main line of the course. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Forgive the world and you will understand that everything God created cannot have an end. And whatever He did not create is not real in the first place. Right? In this one sentence is the whole course explained. So what is the peace of God? No more than this, the simple understanding that His will is wholly without opposite. It's very funny. His will is wholly without opposite. What does this mean?
I didn't get it. His will is not...
His will is wholly, fully.
Fully.
Without opposite. Mane, there is no thought that contradicts His will.
But if we are the life,
yes.
Life is God.
Yes.
But we experience this contradiction all the time.
Yes.
So how it's...
Where do you experience this contradiction? Only in your own thoughts.
In my own thoughts. But then my whole body feels it.
The body will feel whatever the mind is feeling. So frame the question. What's the question?
It's like if you're not fighting with this life.
Let me put it differently. There is another lesson in the course, which I think is 74 or something, which says there is no will but God's. There is no will but God's. Which means we think everyone has a separate will.
Yes. Yeah.
Your will and her will and my will. Yeah. And Jesus is saying there is no will but God's. So what does that mean?
All of us have one goal, that is God. To meet with God. To be alive. As you said. To merge with Him.
We assume that we are not merged already.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Let's put this different way. There is no will but God's. And God's will is perfect happiness. Right? And nothing can change that. There's only one thing that changes that for an instant. That is dreaming. But dreaming does not change the reality. तुम रात को सोके कितना भी सपना देखो, you cannot change the fact that you are happily sleeping in Anandvan, right?
Yes.
You can dream of going to America, and you can dream you are in somebody else's house, but reality never changes.
Yes, it's
right. Right? Yeah. So dreams never change reality. And only thing we do is dream. We can't change reality. So what God has created is untouchable. And that is perfect peace and perfect happiness. It's the state of heaven. But sitting in a state of heaven, one can have a dream of hell. One can have a dream of being a body inside a three-dimensional world. And then one has a mother and a daughter and a husband and everybody is giving trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. But all the while one is happily in heaven, dreaming of hell.
So all the time we are dreaming of, which is not true.
No? This whole scene is not true. If you see the scene as separate parts, you will see an untrue scene. There are no separate parts. There is just one divine energy expressing itself. The moment you see separation anywhere, you're gone. You want me to read you that one? There is no will but God's. Let me see where it is. मम्मी जी का क्या बोलते हैं?
तो जीवित हमें मारे सामने जैसा इंसेशन थी तो मारा माटे तो एक बहुत मोटी वस्तु थी ले कि मैं बहुत लास्ट लास्ट कितना मारा बहुत मैं याद में लगी मानूं जो
ठीक गुड
मारी कॉन्शियसनेस जीवी मैंने बड़ा ऊपर ला दी थी
What does it mean कि तुम्हारी consciousness ने higher करवाना? You know that consciousness cannot be made higher.
अमना तो नथी मारी मने लागे छे कोई गुरु की मदद की थाई.
It cannot be made higher. Nobody's consciousness can be made. Consciousness doesn't change. Only the obstruction. Just say, imagine that consciousness is like the sun. And in any samay there are clouds. So when you remove the clouds, the sun shines. But the sun did not get brighter or better. Samjha? So consciousness does not get better or shinier. We just remove the obstruction. And what is the obstruction? Like Jesus was saying, anger. Guilt, past, all the suitcases we love to carry. We love it, even though we say I don't want it, we love it. Hira muti hai, hira jawara, nahi chodenge. And even if the teacher says I will take it from you, say no, I want that, I'm a bad person, I have to keep my guilt, I have to keep my anger, I have to keep stabbing myself. Okay. Agar tumhe chodo to na. छोड़ो आई विल टेक इट दैट्स व्हाट ना एक 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 करके ना सी द प्रेशियसनेस ऑफ इट कि दान देना है तो एक एक दस दस रुपए करके देंगे पूरा नहीं छोड़ेंगे
पूरा छोड़ देती हूँ मैं
पूरा ही छोड़ दो
स्टमक भी थोड़ा हैवी हो रहा है वॉमिटिंग जैसा
So this is lesson 74. There is no will but God's. God is the only will. When you have accepted this, you will have recognized that your will is His. Is that even possible? Your will and God's will is the same thing. How is that even possible?
Even the opposite. My will is like money, relationships,
and God's will. In dreams.
In dreams, yes.
You dream of having a separate will.
Yeah.
But in truth, your will and God's will is the same.
Yeah.
It's perfect peace, perfect happiness, without needing money or relationship or anything.
But I have experienced.
And God's will is true right now. Which means the perfect peace and perfect happiness is available right now. But your dreams are always about the future. The perfect money, the perfect family, the perfect relationship, and everybody will love you and give you security.
Yes.
Those are your future fantasies. God is saying, I can give you perfect peace, perfect happiness now. Give up this dream of a separate will. And give up this belief that your fantasies will get you something. They will not get you anything.
Anything.
Except struggle.
Yeah.
You can keep struggling and struggling. And struggling. There is great peace in today's idea. And the exercises for today are directed towards finding it. So the homework here is something like this. There is no will but God's, so I cannot be in conflict.
जो भी हो रहा है सही हो रहा है
ऐसे देख सकते हो. दूसरा लेवल, बेटर लेवल ये है कि कुछ नहीं हो रहा है, सपने देखे जा रहे हैं. Not, nothing is happening here. Illusion of the senses.
Yeah.
If your thoughts pause even for 5 minutes, what do you think is happening here? If your thoughts stop even for 1 minute, how do you know anything is happening? Which means if you stop your storytelling, then what's happening? Nothing is happening. Which means your storytelling is constantly creating the sense of a life.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so and so and I am doing this and I am sitting here and we are having this conversation, blah blah. After this I will go and have dinner and tomorrow I have to go for a party. Okay?
Yes.
So your storytelling is creating the sense of a past and a future and a present.
Yeah.
Who are you without the storytelling? There is no will but God's. I cannot be in conflict. This is so weird. Because this can be said in many ways. There is no will but God's. Hence there cannot even be a me. The whole concept of a separate me is a problem. So what is God's will? God's will is oneness, not separation. Okay? So oneness is the truth, separation is our dream. God's will is perfect oneness, perfect happiness, perfect peace. Do we want that? Do we trust that? Do we even believe that it exists? Is there something? Because if it's not, then either way, you have to hold it. जोर से पकड़ो, छोड़ना मत. बेटे बेटी फूफा फूफी पकड़ो पकड़ो, सबकी टांग पकड़ो. गॉड तो मिलता नहीं है, इनकी टांग पकड़ो. जोर से मरोड़ने का. सो वी हैव नो फेथ. वी टॉक अबाउट गॉड, वी टॉक अबाउट वांटिंग ग्रेस, बट वेयर इज द फेथ? God is saying you don't even need grace. I have already given you everything. Just accept what I have given you. And give up your grievances. Like God has said, no, give up your grievances. Give up your anger. We say, dhire dhire. There you na.
Correct.
Na thodi bolna main.
Correct.
Dhire dhire. 10, 15, 20, 25 saal mein. Ho jayega na.
Yes, absolutely. My mind is pretty.
Yes, I'm doing it. We are doing it. Yes. Whenever any conflict thoughts cross your mind, tell yourself immediately, there is no will but God's. These conflict thoughts are meaningless. There is no will but God's. These conflict thoughts are meaningless. Another way to say this. There is no will but God's. My conflicts about dash cannot be real. My conflicts of any particular situation. This is a heavy statement.
Yeah, it's like...
See, what Jesus is saying, only perfect peace is real. Everything else is fakeology. It's a dream. God's will is perfect peace. That is all that's real. Everything else is imagination. So that's why there is no will but God. So my conflicts about this situation cannot be real. They are not even real. Why do they seem real then?
Because, as you said, the thoughts are the insistence that this is real, this dream is real.
And you want to experience conflict. You love the drama.
Yes.
You love the interpersonal nonsense. You love the attachment, detachment, jagda karo, phir manao, and all the bullshit of that.
Yes.
Right? You believe that your salvation lies in relationship and in perfecting your relationships. Keeping all the relationships happy. है ना? तो उसी में जिंदगी निकल जाती है फिर रिश्तों को ठीक करने में निकल ही जाएगी. But then you should have the guts to acknowledge that I never wanted God. I wanted my relationships to work out. Right? I wanted good relations with my mother, father, kids. God was afterwards, always last. क्या सोचते हो?
वही जो आप बता रहे
हैं. क्या बता रहे?
रिलेशनशिप पे पहले गॉड चाहिए.
प्रायोरिटीज, व्हाट इज मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट, राइट? दैट इज व्हाट डिफाइन्स अ साधक. साधक क्या होता है? जिसको ये पता है कि सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट क्या है और वो वहां से हिलेगा नहीं, उसको कोई हिला नहीं सकता. बट जो कमजोर साधक होते हैं वो zigzag, लेफ्ट राइट अप डाउन, बिकॉज दे डोंट नो व्हाट दे वांट येट. व्हेन यू नो व्हाट यू वांट, यू वॉक इन अ स्ट्रेट लाइन ना. यू डोंट गो zigzag, यू वॉक इन अ स्ट्रेट लाइन. व्हेन यू डोंट नो व्हाट यू वांट और यू आर डाउटफुल, देन यू विल टेक एवरी पॉसिबल लेफ्ट एंड राइट टर्न. And those can become lifetimes. इधर घूमे, उधर घूमे, इधर घूमे. मिलेगा क्या उसमें? तुम लोग दोनों का वो रिलेशनशिप के ऊपर बहुत फोकस रहता है. ओके, नाउ इमेजिन दैट यू हैव लिव्ड मेनी लाइव्स, थाउजेंड लाइव्स. सो इन थाउजेंड लाइव्स यू हैड थाउजेंड डॉटर्स, thousand sons and husbands and patani parents and kya kya, and every life you had the same attachment, and every life you cling to them, you cried for them, you begged to them to give you happiness, and then you died, and then you started the same crap again, and then you started the same drama again. Now, how many thousand more do you need to see that this doesn't lead anywhere? ये कहीं जाता नहीं है, ये पकड़ा पकड़ी खेलना लोगों के साथ, stay with me, cling to me, give me security, help me survive. What is that? It is actually telling God कि I don't trust you, I rather trust my daughter. Correct? And if that is true, you should declare it कि हाँ ऐसा ही है. है ना? कि for me my husband is more trustworthy than this peace of God and all that stuff. Because if peace of God was more important, the love of God was important, I would cling to that. I would not cling to husband. We cling to what? What is most important? Huh? So all of us have to see what we are clinging to. We always cling to what is most valuable. जो हमको लगता है सबसे ज्यादा जरूरी है उसको पकड़ गए. तो जिस दिन लगा कि परमात्मा सबसे जरूरी है तब तो उसको पकड़ेंगे और तुरंत हाथ में आएगा. नहीं, बिना कुछ छोड़े तुमने उसको पकड़ने की कोशिश की, तुमने बाकी भी पकड़ के रखा है. या इसको भी पकड़ू, इसको भी पकड़ू, बेटे बहू सब सब पे नजर है और फिर परमात्मा भी एक हाथ में आ जाए. मतलब द ग्रीड ऑफ द ईगो दैट आई वॉन्ट टू कैच दिस वर्ल्ड, विच मीन्स आई हैव टू, आई विल क्लिंग टू माई मनी, आई विल क्लिंग टू माई बिजनेस एंड माई रिलेशनशिप्स एंड ऑल ऑफ इट, एंड इन वन हैंड आई विल, अदर हैंड आई कैच गॉड. हाउ द हेल डू यू डू दैट? सो ईगो डजंट बिलीव इन लीविंग द इल्यूजन. इट सेज आई विल कीप ऑल द इल्यूजन्स एंड कैच दिस थिंग कॉल्ड गॉड. यू कांट कैच इट, यू कांट कैच इट. Because as long as the illusions seem real to you, you will not understand what God is. जब तक ये सब ड्रामा सच लगता है तो परमात्मा क्या है वो समझ में नहीं आएगा, तो पकड़ोगे कैसे? The moment this is seen as an illusion, you will immediately understand, get a glimpse of what God is.
क्या सोचते हो? तो आपने बता दिया गॉड का इतना दया लगता है, बस अभी उनको ही पकड़े.
और कोई मतलब जिसको बोलते हैं ना व्यर्थ, बाकी सब व्यर्थ ही है, बट हम व्यर्थ को भी पकड़ने मतलब पकड़ते रहते हैं और छोड़ने में बहुत टाइम लगा रहे. नाउ वी नो द पास्ट इज व्यर्थ, but we still want to keep it.
Yes, we want to keep the hurts, we want yes. to keep the anger, we feel that somehow there is a madness that will give us a salvation, you know, the mad anger or the hurt
yes.
or the depression.
What do we learn in the movies, in the Amitabh Bachchan movies? What do you learn? What is the angry young man? The angry young man remembers the past. कि 20 साल पहले तूने मेरे बाप को मारा था.
Correct.
Correct. And then one day he will take revenge, and then he will find perfect peace and happiness after taking revenge. So now society is teaching us this. Society believes this, that revenge is perfect happiness. Right? कि बचपन में अगर सारे टीचर ने बोला है कि तुम कुछ नहीं करोगे जिंदगी में, you are a useless fellow. One day you will become somebody very great, and that will be your revenge on the teacher. And then you will feel fantastic. So, our perfect peace and happiness is now based on taking revenge on the past. Right? So, keep remembering the past. You have to keep remembering. जब तक ये revenge नहीं होता है, you have to keep remember, remember, remember.
Yes.
And then after you get your revenge, you don't feel really good. You feel guilty. Any form of revenge actually generates more guilt. Then you will go into paschata.
Seems the life ended in revenge and guilt.
Yes.
And nothing else you have experienced.
Nothing else. And God, Jesus is offering this. The peace of God is available right now. Do you really want it? And are you willing to meet its conditions? What is the first condition? Where there is anger, there can be no peace. So you will either choose this or you will choose this. And remember, guilt is also anger. You understand?
Yeah.
How is guilt anger?
It's like you are keeping an anger for yourself because
yes.
You have done something miserable.
Correct.
You have kept done something.
So anger ka externalized form is anger. Anger internalized is guilt and shame. Right? So both are forms of anger only. So don't think guilt is not anger. So when Jesus says that anger, when anger is there, there is no peace, that means when guilt is there also, there is no peace. So the condition for peace is the absence of anger and guilt. That's the condition for peace. But for some reason, we believe that these two cannot be given up. If I give up my anger, I will become powerless. And if I give up my guilt, I will not find salvation.
Yes.
I believe that my guilt, sooner or later, will lead me to forgiveness. God will forgive me, people will forgive me, and I will find happiness through guilt. Right? Jesus is saying, dump both of them right now, they are useless. You don't need anger, you don't need guilt. Give it up. Are we going to believe it?
Right now, feels like it's possible.
You
know, once I step out,
this
is possible. But right now, yes. Which you read really touch me is there's no death. It's like touch very deep in me. I don't know why, but I believe that death is the end of misery. Or so it's like the concepts for little people, but there's no death.
There's no death. Unless you want it. If we want to do, if we want to play the imaginary game of death, then we can play it. So it's a pretense that consciousness can die.
Yeah.
It's a pretense that the Son of God can die also. And how will it die? With some small germ or something.
Yeah.
So first of all, we confuse the body with who we are. The body is not who you are. And the body's ending has nothing to do with your death. If your motorcycle goes into the graveyard, doesn't mean the owner is dead. Right? So the body has nothing to do with life or death. The body is not even alive. You think the body is alive? No, life is alive in the body. Consciousness is alive in the body. Consciousness is talking through the body. The body is never alive. That day I think I gave the example of the bulb and the electricity. So it's the electricity which makes the bulb alive. The bulb is never alive. Bijli aati hai, to bulb jalta hai. और लगता है कि अरे यार मैं कुछ हूं, बट उसको ये पता नहीं है कि वो बिजली के कारण वो चमक रहा है. सो दीज बॉडीज आर शाइनिंग बिकॉज ऑफ द कॉन्शियसनेस, बिकॉज ऑफ द डिवाइन प्रेजेंस, राइट? सो दैट डिवाइन प्रेजेंस कांट डाई. देयर इज नो वे इट कैन डाई. हु इज गोइंग टू किल इट? But if you identify with the bulb, if you believe you are the bulb, then you will believe there is something like death. But you are not the bulb. What's connecting? What's making sense? It's not even your life. Okay. Even to say your life, okay, it's embarrassing. Okay. I'm telling you.
Yes.
If I have to say, even to say I love you, it's an error in some strange way. Because you don't have any love. The human system doesn't have love. The love is God's love. The light is God's light. Life is, it's God's life. So to say this is my life is arrogance. It's not your life. There is only God living through all of us. Though in the midst of that we can tell dreams of many. I am a separate fellow with this and that and blah blah. I am ye hu main. Kuch nahi hai. When you understand, you realize God is living your life for you. It's not your life. It's not your love. Yeah. And you can't even heal anybody. Even healing happens. It's God's healing that happens through the body, or it will happen or it won't happen. But it's God's healing. It's God's love that flows. It doesn't belong to you. To say, I heal,
yes,
is an error. To say, I love, is an error. The small me, the person, likes to take credit for all these things.
Yes.
But then it is not perceiving correctly if it is taking credit for anything. It is the one life which is living, which is loving, which is healing, which is dancing. It's expressing in all these forms.
लाइट
हार्ट है
बिल्कुल.
नो पास्ट. स्टॉप प्लेइंग विद द पास्ट.
सोचती भी नहीं, लेकिन आगे का सोच के भी
नहीं. आगे का सोचोगे तो दैट मीन्स पास्ट अभी भी बाकी है. बिकॉज पास्ट एंड फ्यूचर कैन नॉट एग्जिस्ट सेपरेटली. जैसे अगर पास्ट में दुख मिला है तो हम चाहेंगे कि फ्यूचर में दुख ना मिले, राइट? बट इट इज बेस्ड ऑन द पास्ट. अगर पास्ट में कोई गरीब रहा है तो वो चाहेगा कि फ्यूचर में अमीर बन जाए. बट वो अमीर बनने की जो चाह है वो पास्ट से ही आ रही है ना. सो पास्ट एंड फ्यूचर आर coexisting, they are partners. It's one game. So either both will go or both will stay.